Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here. I'm glad Bill's back. He's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a bunch of books, including The Leadership Killer, Courage Goes to Work, all of which I helped him launch all of his books since way back when the first one, Leaders... Open Doors and Courage Goes to Work, all those books. He's, you know the story. He's a great expert in demonstrating and helping other people find their leadership skills. And over the years, he's been a small business. And we're going to ask him how that's working out these days. Bill Treasurer, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be with you, and you know, you've always been essential, but boy, are you essential in this small business moment, so I'm really glad to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Bill, and you too, because, you know, you've been a great voice for us over the last 17 years. So Bill, you've been home-based, really, for a long time, right? Really, I guess since I've known you. You travel around the country, you work with a lot of companies, you train them, you speak to them, and share your wisdom and your thoughts with them. But you've operated from home, but you still are, but things are a little different these days, aren't they?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, you know, when this happened, when it all sort of cratered that one week, when the NBA decided they're not going to have a season, the Masters got canceled, the March Madness went away, and then that one day, you know, 2,000-point drop in the Dow Jones, at Wall Street. And then, like a cherry on a negative Sunday, Tom Hanks gets COVID. That was like the week that everything cratered. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, you know, I got a phone call that week from my brother. And my brother said, you know, Bill, you may not recognize this, but a lot of people are working from home for their very first time. And this is something you've done for almost 20 years. Why don't you put together a virtual workshop on how to work from home? And it was such a simple, practical idea. And that's exactly what I did. And in April, believe it or not, I did 7 virtual sessions, and 6 of them a client paid for.
Wow.
So it was a pivot to meet this moment. But yes, you're right, Jim. I've been working from home. I'm like the classic Horatio Alger, you know, business story of the of the entrepreneur who founds the business in the basement of his home. It's
right.
True. I worked out of my garage for many years.
Absolutely. No, I know. And we were with you for most of that time. So the it is different when you do it because you want to. It is different than when you're told to, you're made to almost by government edict. And when you grow into it, like you and I did, because I was home based twice decades ago, 2 different decades. And before my current business got out of the ground, I was home based, and then moved to town. But in those days, we gradually got into it, right? We were, you know, one little building block at a time. But the problem we got is we got people who are home based right now who are teleworking, and they had to do it overnight. And that's a challenge, isn't it?
Right. It's very much a challenge. You know, now, I've evolved to a place where, you know how it is. You know, for many years, I had the business inside my home in the basement, literally right next to the washing machine and dryer. So, you know, my wife might be, you know, doing some laundry, and I'd be on an important business call trying to pretend that there was no noise there. But now I've evolved. I actually have a detached office space that is detached from my home. It's called an out office. You know, you might call it a he shed. But it's got a couple of chairs in here so I can entertain clients. It's got my stand-up desk and my regular desk. It even has a loft where I could take a nap if I need to. It's quite an elaborate production. But you're right. Most people don't have this. And it's taken me years and years to have built this out and get the right equipment and everything. But a lot of people right now are sitting at their dining room table, you know, with a peanut butter sandwich that their kid left there the night before, getting grape jelly on their important mm-hmm. papers, and, you know, without the right set. I can't tell you how many Zoom calls I've been on, one-on-ones, just doing coaching, right. Where the other person flicks off because they don't have a good internet connection.
Right. Yeah, that's another big part of it. People didn't, you know, and this is something I've been talking about for years. I've been encouraging business owners, don't buy desktop computers for your people. Buy laptops with a mobile modem in it, and when they come to work, have them put it on a docking station and drive their monitor at work. But that way, if you ever need to, if there's a flood or a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake or a COVID-19 pandemic, they can take it home. And now it's come to pass. But you're right about the connection thing. This is going to change. This is going to ramp up the discussion about getting America fully connected to the internet, because currently we're not.
Totally. And it's really, you know, I've got a lot of clients. Some of them are in the construction space and up in Chicago, right? Like gritty people with big shoulders kind of thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the business owners that, you know, they're like, oh, that teleworking stuff, forget that. You know, we don't need people on the ground and stuff. And it's true. They've got field personnel, but they got a lot of internal personnel too. And what they're finding though, Jim, is now those business owners are also relegated to the home.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to work remotely, and they're finding that they are productive, and they're noticing that their own people are not dropping the ball. And, in fact, I think it's a bigger problem now learning how to turn it off
exactly.
than getting people to work.
Well, I've got
a lot of insecurity.
One of my Brain Trust members was on last week who has several hundred employees in New York City and in downtown San Francisco. And he says, we're all being pretty productive working from home right now. He said, so I'm asking my accountant, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I think that a lot of people have anxiety, so they want to prove to their bosses that how hard they're working, and they're
right.
staying very connected, and they are being productive, and they're giving their commute time
mm-hmm.
back to their work,
to their
or
to their family, and their quality of life is better. Their employees are happier. So two things when we come back. One is managers who are like the ones you were talking about. They're the Tyrannosaurus Rexes. They're about to become extinct, number one. And number two, more and more, we've got to switch over from it being cute that the dog's in the picture, or you've got the peanut butter jelly sandwich made up by the computer. We got to switch over to a little more of a professional environment while you're working from home. That needs to happen.
We'll get
Bill to help us with that after the break. It's 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.